Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Cameron Carpenter is as ductile as a tightrope walker. His fingers seem to barely touch the keys. His crystal-studded boots dance on the pedals. The magnificent music he makes seems to have been created in a state of trance. The audiences are ecstatic. Last night was the American virtuoso's first concert in this country, at Hall No. 1 of the National Palace of Culture. They call him the bad boy of the organ, but don't let his punk hairstyle and extravagant clothes deceive you. The young musician is considered to be one of the new stars of classical music for his virtuoso performances, but most of all for his ability to arouse young people's interest in the organ, an instrument that is traditionally played in churches. He first sat down at the organ when he was barely four. He says he couldn't talk yet when the spirit of rebellion first swept over him, and the huge instrument did not awe him in the least.
Absolutely not, and to this day I feel very strongly that one of the main problems with organists and the organ in the world is the organist's fear of the instrument. Absolutely counterintuitive to the idea of controlling a machine, which the organ is, of course. I should clarify and say that the reason, the fact that I'm not afraid of the organ is not because I'm a particularly brave person or anything like that. It's simply that I understand that for me the instrument has to do with science and reason, and its attachment to the church is a total, it's a side issue. For me, the instrument is best understood as a function of the mind of man, not something that comes to us from another source.
Still, the organ in church has always been regarded as an instrument mediating between God and man. Does playing his music and dressing up like a rock star make him feel he's blaspheming?
Well, no, obviously I don't, because first of all, for it to be blasphemous, I would have to be a believer, which I'm not, so that's very easy to solve. The other thing is that, of course, the idea that the organ is a mediator between God and man is also totally false. Regardless of one's belief in God or not, it would be very difficult to see the organ as a waypoint between the two. In the church, the organ is a one-way street coming from God to man. That's also part of the problem with the idea of it. But, of course, it's also a fiction to think of the organ as coming from church. The organ comes from war. I mean to say it literally as an instrument of battle. The organ is, as we understand it, is descended from the hydralis of ancient Greece. And this is an instrument that would have been used, and was used, we think, carried into battle, and also used for long-distance signaling. So one has to expect of the church a manipulation of history and fact, as usual.
Cameron Carpenter graduated the Juilliard School in New York, though his rebellious spirit has found expression in his words. If I had to play the organ like they teach you to play it, like they want you to play it, in the conservatory and the church, I'd go mad. And adds that no organ player now or in the past has ever been bold enough to try to push the boundaries of this instrument. But are there boundaries in art he would never push?
I actually am fairly conservative as an artist, in some ways. It might not seem like that visually, but the fact is, musically, for instance, I prefer music with melody, with strong harmony. I'm not a great lover of modern music, and I have a great love, for instance, of film music. I think about the concert experience much like an average audience member would. So, for instance, music that has to do with extreme tonal, atonal or experimental or mathematical principles, such as, for instance, Pierre Boulez or dodecaphony or any of the, very aggressive music of the 20th century, would probably never really have a home in my concerts.
But how do the academic circles respond to Cameron Carpenter's music? And does he keep in touch with his Juilliard School tutors?
No, I don't have much contact with the organ community, and I keep it that way. I have a vague idea that things are received in a certain way, and that I think is sort of to be expected of a polarizing figure, which is that, at least in academy, people tend to either absolutely love it or really denounce it. But again, the important thing for an artist, or somebody who wants to be an artist at least, is to just try to keep on to their own path. And in that sense, especially with the availability of information through the internet, it's actually important to keep a safe space, a safe distance between other people's opinions and your own work. Oh, well, my fans are, I think, of a lot of different ages. And again, you know, I'm a classical musician, so it always feels a little strange even for me to talk about fans. I'll never have, you know, a public like one would have had even 100 years ago or 50 years ago. One accepts this as a classical musician. I wouldn't make any judgments, and I try not to, about how people react or what they feel. This is a very personal matter. And I know that because I react so differently to music than many other people. So I wouldn't ever want to intrude on someone else's emotional, you know, realm or area to assume why they like it or for that matter, don't. But I know that whenever I'm on stage, I simply give of myself as personally as I can. And I think people appreciate that.
Cameron Carpenter helped finance the building of his concert organ, portable and digital, an instrument that redefines sound. At the concert in Sofia, he held the audience spellbound. Bulgaria was, in fact, the only East European country the extravagant organist selected for his tour.
It's very important for me to understand the folk music of Eastern Europe. And as you know, Bulgaria has one of the strongest traditions of folk music. Folk music is very important for me because it's, first of all, English folk music, and the English folk song composers like Bax, Finzi, and some others have been an enormous influence on me as a composer and as a musician. But I also feel so strongly that there's a democratic or a populist element to folk music that is very much lacking in the organ because of the organ's relationship to the church and the chorale. So I'm always keeping an open mind for, you know, local sounds, local folk music, and that's not something that I've been exposed to. So musically, that's very important for me, and I've enjoyed researching that before coming here. But as far as, you know, coming to Sofia with the International Touring Organ, it's just very important for me to play my instrument and to share my music in the capitals of the world, and that's why I'm here.
Cameron Carpenter, the bad boy of the organ.